T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. I don't have to tell you what we're doing today. It is a postmortem on a horrific end to a Sixers season. There are just a lot of angry fans out there. We bring Ray Dittinger in. This is a tradition to bring him in. This was our last opportunity because the schedule came out last night. Needless to say, other things have taken priorities.
Yes.
Ray can do anything. You know that, Al. In fact, he's going to prove it on June 5th when Ray Dittinger will take the mound at Citizens Bank Park and throw out the first pitch.
Oh, nice.
That, too. Ray is on the line right now with us. Ray, you're going to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. I think the difference is nobody throws from the mound anymore. Everybody, you sort of stand in front of the mound. So.
Right.
But I will try my best not to airmail it up against the backstop.
All right, Ray Dittinger, the Sixers airmailed it up against the backstop last night times 10, all right? So let me just start with this, Ray. You know this better than anybody. Could you assess blame for me on what has happened to the Sixers this season? Who's the first person to blame? Give me a couple other names.
Oh, boy. Well, as it all came down, you know, I guess a lot of fingers are going to be pointed at Doc Rivers, and I would probably include – I don't know if he would be the first, but he would certainly be among them. I would be more than shocked if there wasn't a coaching change. I think there needs to be. God knows where they're going to go for the next coach, but I don't think it's going to be Doc. And as far as the team, you know, I mean, you lived through the whole Ben Simmons saga, which was annoying and I think draining for everybody for a good portion of the year. And then, and in the end, you made the trade for James Harden with the thought that he was going to be the missing piece that was going to get you over the hump. And what you found was that the James Harden you traded for was not the James Harden that had played for Daryl Morey years ago. You know, I mean, he 32-year-old guy who looked like a 32-year-old guy, especially, and never more so than last night.
Yeah, Ray. When you're a columnist and one of the best sports columnists this city ever knew, if a coach came out and said something completely ridiculous, how would you react? I want to play this for you, and I just want you to kind of channel what you would think when you're a columnist. When a coach gets up here and assesses his performance after a very, very unproductive season,
right,
how you would react in writing a column. Listen to Doc Rivers after the game.
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it, because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again, this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
How would you write it, Ray?
Well, I would write it the way he said to write it. I don't think you can put it all on him, but I don't believe that he in his own mind feels that he did a great job coaching a team. Did he work his butt off? Yeah, probably. Most coaches do. Yeah. But I mean, that doesn't translate into that. Just because you worked hard doesn't mean you worked well. And I just think that there was so many instances and so many times during games when he would do things, you just said, what are you doing? And you know, we all thought, and listen, I include myself in that group, that when, you know, they moved on from Brett Brown and went to Doc Rivers with his history and everything, I thought, well, you know, this is certainly a big upgrade. But it proved to be a massive disappointment. And again, I don't want to lay all this at his feet, because there were a lot of other blame to spread around. But, you know, Doc has been One of the things about him is he has really been Mr. Passive Aggressive now for these last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, okay, he's choosing to go out the same way.
No, Ray, he was dishonest last night. He tried to sell to this city that he was brought here with no expectations.
Right.
No one thought we were going anywhere. What world is he living in? He was brought here with huge expectations. They thought
sure
they
was.
Were going to take around. Does he believe that? Does he believe he's gotten more out of these players than most guys would have? Is he really in that delusional?
I that's exactly the word. If he really truly believes that, which I find hard to imagine, but if he really truly believes that, then he is delusional. I don't think so. You know, he's been around the game long enough that he knows better than that. But he's just trying to remove himself from the blame that he knows is coming. But
yep.
It's coming, and it's coming justly. But there are other aspects to it in terms of the organization, in terms of the construction of the team, in terms of, you know, what they've built. And I don't want to go too far back in the past, but I really do think it had roots in the whole process thing. You know, I hated that from the beginning. I hated it throughout. I never saw the logic to it. And I just the idea of, yeah, we're going to lose, and 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 we're going to build a great team through losing. And I just don't believe that. It just runs so counter to the whole idea of being competitive. If you're going to choose not to be competitive, then why are you in business? I don't think you're ever going to build anything good on the foundation of losing. I think ultimately you're going to wind up losing too.
All right, Ray. I am in the Borgata Hotel Casino Spa right now, and I would like to make myself feel better by making money. All right? Now, you know the Eagles schedule came out last night. And
yep.
I don't know how they did this, and I know it's not going to be there long. The over-under for victories on that schedule you're looking at is 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
Should I bet the over right now? Should I go to break early so I can make myself some side cash? Do you see 9 wins in that 17-game schedule?
I do.
Huh. Yeah.
I do.
Right? What do you think of the schedule?
I
right?
think you know. I think I think just looking at it, you know, this is my least favorite thing to do.
I know it is, Ray, but I it's a tradition. I didn't want you to leave it out in the last year.
I know, and I fully expected it. And when Rhea sent me the email, I knew this was coming. I've done it with you every year,
I know.
I've complained right. about it, but I couldn't very well go out with not doing it this year. So, but I will tell you honestly that look, so much of this, you know, there's so many things that can go wrong in a football season, and injuries are number one. But you know, and a lot of it, you gotta invest some hope in the young quarterback that he continues to develop. But honestly, I think this is a very favorable schedule for them. And I think if the over-under is 8.5 and I were betting, not that I bet, but if I were betting, I would certainly bet the over.
All right, what do you love about it? I'm not going to ask you to go through every game. We used to do Al.
No,
we don't waste time like that anymore.
No,
this is
evolved.
A more serious show now than back then. But, Ray, can you tell me what you like about the schedule and what you would concern you a little bit about it?
I thought it was very favorable in almost every way. I mean, if I'm the Eagles, I'm delighted with this because look, you're still in the NFC East, and it's still going to be a not very tough conference, a not very tough division. So that helps you right away. The two divisions you're going to play outside your division are the AFC South and the NFC North, which are also not very good. I think the schedule allows you the opportunity to really get off to a good start. I mean, those first four games, Detroit, Minnesota, Washington, Jacksonville, those are all games that they'll probably be favored in, and they should be. And, you know, this team hasn't started a season 4-0 since the first year of T.O. You know,
wow.
I mean, that's the last time. You got to go back that far to find a season that they started 4-0. And, of course, that season wound up in the Super Bowl. So I'm not predicting that. But, you know, over the last few years, one of the problems with this team is they have started slow. You know, they've gotten themselves into a hole, and in some cases they dug their way out of it, but they were always playing uphill the whole year. Well, this schedule lays out in such a way that they should be able to get off to a really, really good start. And,
right.
and I think the bye You know, it could be a couple weeks later. Yeah, maybe, but it's not in a bad spot.
Nope.
You got five primetime games, but you got four of them at home. I mean, I can't remember a time when they had that kind of a big disparity advantage. And everybody knows, you know, we all know how much a tremendous advantage it is to play those primetime games at home, especially in Philadelphia with that atmosphere in that stadium. That's a tremendous advantage to have four or five primetime games at home. And of course, it's an uneven schedule now. You got 17 games. But this year, you got the odd game at home. You got nine of your games at home, only eight of them on the road. And the other part of it is, if you look at what would be your biggest concern or anybody's biggest concern about this team right now, it's their pass defense, right?
Yes.
It's their secondary.
Yep.
Well, you look at the quarterbacks you're playing. You know, look at the quarterbacks you're playing. The only real stud quarterback on your schedule this year really is Aaron Rodgers. I mean, for the most part, 11 of the 17 teams finished 20th or lower in passing offense last year.
Wow.
So it's not like you're going up against if that's your biggest weakness, and it probably will be as it looks right now, well, you're not going up against a whole lot of killer quarterbacks this year. You got one for sure. You know, but he's got to come to you for a primetime game. So in all of those ways, I think this is a real favorable schedule for the Eagles. The only thing that's problematic is you do have three straight road games late in the season.
Right.
That's never easy. And the other part is four of your road games come on short weeks. So that's a bit of a challenge. But overall, I mean, if you just want to take the big view of this, I think it's a very favorable schedule.
Right, there are rumors that it's so favorable you're reconsidering your retirement for at least one more year. Is that true?
No, that is not true.
Well, that's sad, but Ray Dittiger, as always, phenomenal job. Thank you, sir. Oh, and listen, your final tell us your story is tomorrow. And who is the player, Ray? Who did you pick for your last one?
Well, this is the guy we've been trying to get all year, and I really thought it was, if you're going to do the last one, I wanted it to be Ron Jaworski. So we got Ron tomorrow. And I need to point out that we do have one more Tell Us Your Story next week, but it's a collection of highlights of the previous shows. But the last one person deep dive into a guy's life tomorrow is Ron Jaworski, and it's we walked the whole path with him from starting in Lackawanna and coming right through Veterans Stadium. So it's really a fun one.
Do not miss it. Ray, thank you as always, my friend. Thanks.
My pleasure, Ange. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ray Dittiger. Let me go to an Angelo. Sometimes you need a second Angelo to really know you're right.
You never have too many Angelos.
You're right about that. Ange, what do you feel about what happened last night, Angie?
Well, start off, good morning.
Morning.
I'm sad, to say the least. There's a few things I want to say. First off, the whole Embiid situation is a little scary at this point. You have 5 years where you made the playoffs but get nowhere. Every time at the end of the year, there's always a haunting issue that is haunting Embiid to where he's not playing 100% ball. And then not to mention the fact that we went out and signed James Harden thinking that we're going to get this all-star and we're getting a mediocre player that is very good facilitating, but shooting, he's just not there like he used to be. Last night was it was disrespectful to the fans. I can't tell you how many plays that they were coming up the court and you just see him turn it over because the guy's not looking for a pass or, you know, it was just, it was sad to see. And I'm scared that this year is going to be crucial in the fact that it's going to haunt Embiid because he had a great year. Nobody's denying that. But the fact that he didn't win MVP and we lost in the second round again, where is his mental at?
You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
So,
great insights, Angelo. I really appreciate your call. I want to ask you something, Marcus. You covered this team. You were there last night. You saw the whole thing. There was a love affair that goes back to Houston between Daryl Morey and James Harden.
Right.
Morey has always loved Harden as a player, and he saw Harden when he was in his prime.
He's got a thing for beards. He's grown one himself now.
He has. All right, great. Here's what I need to know, all right? When he was watching the second half, could you read his mind for me? He brought him here for exactly this kind of game. The guy took two shots. Is he saying, what the hell's wrong with you, James? Is he saying to his coach, why aren't you doing more to get my guy involved? What was he thinking?
Well, I think we're going to find out exactly what he – well, he's going to tell us what he – whatever he tells us he was thinking this afternoon.
All right.
May not be exactly what he was thinking, but I'll tell you what he was thinking.
What?
Wait till next year.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He just – he still thinks this is the guy.
He thinks that, and I don't think he expected James Harden to be the 30-point a game,
yeah,
you know, leading scorer and a league MVP guy. I don't think he also expected him to come in this sort of shape, with these sort of hindrances with his hamstring and these sort of deficiencies when facing multiple defenders.
So he's going to say today,
but wait till next year.
Oh, yeah. I hate wait till next year. 215, especially because I won't be here.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm not going to be here. I'll be listening to you guys.
You and Ray are both coming back.
We're not coming back. No, even though that schedule, I don't know, I might come back for that schedule.
You guys should have a show like from like 5 to 7 at night with Zoom off. What do you think?
No, you know what I was thinking, though? Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I was looking at that schedule and going, well, if the Eagles are like 13-4.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Because you're out on the first, right?
Well, no, I'm not. Why is it so cold the way you said that?
Well, I mean, that's when you're
maybe
done.
I'll talk to the people about staying till the end of the football. Wait, I just got word. They said no.
Al wins the pool if
they
it's
wanted
the first.
To know if I could leave at the bye week. Many more of your calls coming up. WIP Sports Hub 817.
As a listener of the morning show, you've heard me talk about the great care I have always received from the physical therapist at NovaCare Rehabilitation. Over the years, different injuries. They've been taking great, great care. My mom had her hip redone a couple months ago now. Phenomenal physical therapy care that my mother received, and she's doing great. What they do is they spend time listening and understanding your goals. Their expertise, compassion, and encouragement, even on days you don't think you can do more, will make all the difference. Physical therapy is more than doing specific exercises. It's ongoing clinical training, communication, and partnership. I know I have a physical therapy partner for life, and you should too. Physical therapy just as powerful when you're healthy as it is when you need to heal. To learn more or request an appointment at any one of NovaCare's more than 100 locations, go to NovaCare.com today. NovaCare Rehabilitation. Experience the power of physical therapy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Gentlemen, you are listening right now to what I believe may be Philadelphia media history.
Okay.
I believe Mr. Marcus Hayes currently, Al, is doing a media trifecta.
Wow.
Moments ago, we have just been told, Marcus Hayes was featured on Fox 29.
Okay.
They were quoting from his column.
Ooh.
They even had a picture of him. And in the picture, he shaved, which he didn't do this morning because he's been very busy.
This is my playoff beard.
That's your playoff beard?
I have a playoff beard every spring.
This just in. You could shave now. All right? So he was featured there, Al, and I believe in there it said, process this. So you had written a column, I guess it's just out now, where you're castigating the process, correct?
I've only castigated the process for its entirety.
All right, good. Meanwhile, he's here providing pithy commentary.
Yes.
And he is transcribing for his next column, what Tobias Harris said after the game because it was a 15-minute indictment of the Sixers organization.
Yes.
All right, we got a lot of ground to cover here, Marcus.
I can do lots of stuff at one time.
He multitasks that. Yeah. All right, Ava's back there. We're going to Ava, I'm going to do something I never did. I'm changing the second question on the fly.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. All right, so give me the end of the first question, and then I will dictate you the second.
All right, brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Having trouble finding the car, truck, or SUV you want? Let Armin Chevrolet make your search easy. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Which Sixer should be the first to leave the organization after another disappointing season? 71% Doc Rivers.
Oh, Doc out. Doc is a dead man walking.
No, no, he's
who
dead.
Was second there, Abe?
20% James Harden.
Okay.
6% Daryl Morey, and 3% Joel Embiid, with many comments saying, why is he even in this
no,
role?
No, because there are callers who have been pointing out his inadequacies. I'm still on Embiid's side, although last night he didn't come across great.
He didn't come across great at all. All right. I don't think it's irrational for people to think they're never going to win with him.
Yeah.
All right, this is what I have to know by 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you blame the most for this lost Sixers season?
Hmm.
All right, help me with the names. I will start with Doc Rivers since he won the previous poll. I got to put James Harden in there, right, Marcus?
Absolutely.
All right, give me a couple others. Who else? I've heard a lot about the owner. Do I put Joshua Harris?
Oh, ownership, yeah, absolutely.
Let's put Joshua Harris in there. I got room for one more.
Embiid.
Joel Embiid out?
Well, yeah.
Listen, Joel Embiid brought up trading Joel Embiid last night.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Joel Embiid is the fourth, Dave.
I'm not sure it was a request, but it was certainly a topic of his. It was on his mind.
Jeez, I wonder where he wants to go.
Right. Those are the four names. You got them up there, right, Ava? We'll monitor how that goes to see who we blame. Something tells me Doc's going to take the fall again here, but let's see what happens.
I think I do a terrific job.
Oh, my God.
I can't even listen to this
that
guy.
Didn't. That
He's
didn't.
He's a treasure. No.
And then he went, when I came here, nobody expected anything out of this team.
Weren't they a 50-plus win team two years
Rhea,
prior?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
It's a false narrative indicating nothing.
We've been gaslighted.
You know, Marcus Hayes, off the air, he wouldn't say this on here, but I will.
Yeah.
He said, some of it may have been that Howard Eskin asked the question, and that sets Doc off.
Yes.
Well, I don't think Doc likes Howard.
Well, that makes me like Howard more. Howard has no problem saying what he thinks, you know.
Now, Ava, while he is going through all this stuff that Tobias Harris said, did Tobias Harris somewhere in there question the effort of his own team?
Ava, truthfully, just lack of effort on our part, turn the ball over, didn't get the type of looks or shots that we, you know, would have wanted. And that was kind of the flow all throughout second half, was the looks that we were getting just weren't what we needed to win a playoff game. No, and it's just, when I say lack of effort, they beat us on a glass, beat us 50-50 basketballs, hustle plays, all around.
All right. That, what's the follow-up is why?
Yeah.
Why? You have a theory as to why, Mark?
Do I have a theory?
Yeah. Why were they out hustle?
Because Joel Embiid and James Harden didn't want to play basketball anymore this year.
Wow. And Jimmy Butler.
It's hard to win. One thing Doc kept saying,
and
this is true, and it sounds like a cop-out,
but
it's not. It's hard to win, period. It's really hard to win in the NBA and NHL playoffs because guys sell out in the playoffs the way they don't sell out the rest of the year. Right. It's not like that in baseball, and it's not like that in football because guys do sell out in football, and baseball's, you know, it's a non-contact sport. But everything is different in the NHL and NBA playoffs, and we've seen consistently from Joel Embiid inconsistent playoff performances. We've seen consistently from James Harden in his career inconsistent playoff performances.
Wow.
It's hard to win.
It's amazing the amount of money. I was just doing some calculations here. If they fire Doc Rivers, they still owe him 3 years on his contract at $8 million a year.
Wow.
$24 million. If James Harden activates his option clause, they are committed to him for $47 million.
Wow.
Right? Do the add on that. Al, that's $71 million for two guys that we have completely lost hope in.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good. That is $71 million. Think about that. Doc Rivers doesn't have to work for 3 years, and he keeps getting checks to the tune of $8 million a year.
He's going on TV, you bet.
He'll do TV. All right, and then good, he could question their effort on television. Let's go to Mike in Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Ange?
I'm good, Mike. What are you feeling this morning?
You know, I just – hold on, I'm sorry. I wanted to take you off speaker. You know, I don't know what to think. First of all, I think Morey deserves a lot more of the blame than people are giving him. This, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Harding to begin with. I thought, you know, there was some younger guys I would have rather had with the trade. But he just deleted our bench. We had no bench.
It's very true. Very true.
And, you know, I do think, especially with Joel's background with getting injured, and you do need a decent big man. And it showed, I mean, Reed didn't do, I guess, a bad job, but he got in foul trouble all the time.
Mike, who do you blame the most right now?
Morey.
Daryl Morey. Because he became obsessed with Harden, brought him in here, mortgaged the bench, and now is mortgaged part of the future on a guy that's past his prime. Is that what you're telling me?
The only way we can fix this now is through free agency. We don't even have draft picks.
That's true. He did trade some of those. Mike, Morey has not gotten as much blame as he deserves. Mike is right about that. Because the only reason that Harden is here is because Harden, he loved Harden.
Right, but the converse argument is if you want to preserve the bench that you had,
right,
then you don't get Harden.
Yeah. Might they have been a better team?
Now, but they thought that Harden was the missing piece.
Well, no, they thought that the bench was better. They thought they were going to get more from Matisse Thybulle. They thought they were going to get more from Shake Milton. They thought they were going to get more from Furkan. They thought they were going to get more from DeAndre Jordan. And they were wrong about that. Now, that's where you can attack Daryl Morey
okay. And
overestimating. I mean, remember, Matisse Thybulle was untouchable.
Wow. Yeah. Has anybody ever fallen off the face of the planet more?
He didn't score.
Well,
I don't
he didn't
think
fall off the face
point.
Of the planet. He just didn't go to the doctor.
Well, that's the point.
He did nothing.
No.
He did nothing.
He didn't get a shot. They took him out of the starting rotation, and he lost any rhythm that he ever had.
Right. You can question Doc's strategy or Daryl/ Doc's strategy in punishing Matisse for the home games against Toronto to facilitate their rotation while they were in Toronto. You know what I'm saying?
I enjoy, Al, you know this, because my favorite humor is awkward humor.
Awkward.
I like when people are, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Larry David.
You have said today, Larry David, that's a perfect example. And today, Daryl Morey is going to talk to the media. And somebody in that media, maybe I'm sitting right next to him now at Borgata, is going to bring up what last night what Joel Embiid said about James Harden.
Yeah.
Let's listen again.
You know, since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore.
Al, somebody's going to say, you agree with James? Do you agree with Embiid?
Well,
what's he going to say? Can he acknowledge he's going to be paying $47 million to a has-been? Is he going to say it?
Well, yeah, I mean, he has to. I mean, he's not the Houston. I mean, it's obvious he isn't. I mean,
no, but
he doesn't answer questions. He lectures.
He lectures.
He does. He's very. No, but
so he will do a lengthy lecture on the hamstrings of Harden holding him back this season.
You know, something
he's going
like
to
that.
Use the hammies.
You know, there's more moving parts to this. They go around like that. But I mean, it's. You wonder if they wouldn't have been better without the trade at all.
Yeah.
Having Simmons.
Well, that's
not
another
play.
Thing. Somebody should say to him, have you ever had second thoughts about what you did?
Yeah.
He's going to have second thoughts when he's running a $47 million check.
That's the question.
Right?
Do you have second? Well, he can't say because he got
Rhea,
the guy.
Rhea, you.
Yes.
You're better at this than we are. How can Daryl Morey polish the James Harden turd?
No one can. I will be honestly intrigued to see how he does it, but there are times when Daryl Morey talks that I don't understand a lot of what he says. I mean, maybe it's over my head.
Does he test people afterwards? Is it like a lecture?
It feels that way. Yeah.
You know, this is the second time he's acquired James Harden, and it hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
You know, he built the team around James Harden as a, you know, pseudo point guard in Houston and won nothing, then brought him here as a pseudo point guard, and it doesn't look like it's going to work out.
Interesting the way it's breaking here. Let me go next to Joe in Delaware. Hi, Joe. Joe, are you there?
Hey, Angel.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Angel. How you doing?
I'm great, Joe. How are you today?
Well, I expected what happened is going to happen.
You knew?
Yeah, because when I saw they were going up against Miami, that team plays like they should be in Philadelphia. And Butler is the player. So I just want to cut to the chase. If this owner was smart, he wouldn't let Daryl Morey have his press conference today. He would bring him in, Doc Rivers, and fire both of them. Get rid of them.
Oh, like a public bloodletting. He would have them there. He would sit them down at the table, and then he would emerge from the back of the room, and he would say, "Boys, before you start, fired, sayonara." That's good TV.
That would be great TV.
Joe, that would be good TV.
That would be great TV. I know it would cost the money, but he's also got to understand the fans. He's going to lose the fan base. They left in the third.
You know, that's the thing. I got to call up somebody who criticized the fans. Those fans filled every seat of every game, including a lot of games that were scheduled losses. All right? They went to all those games, and they spent all that money on a team that did not give its full effort when the games mattered the most. You just heard it. I didn't say that. Tobias Harris said it. All right? Now tell me how I should feel if I'm a fan today, Joe.
The fans were right. I mean, if you were a player and you see them walking out in the third, even your gut should say, you know what? They think we stink. We're 9 points down, whatever they were down at that time.
Yep.
And either suck it up and try to win the game and actually show the fans, hey, we still have heart. But no.
Nope. Joe, you're right. And I'm going to tell you something, Al. I am going to begin to annoy people over the next few weeks. And I don't normally do that, but I've become fixated on Jimmy Butler. And what's going to happen now, this is me. Right?
Yeah.
It's not anybody else. This
rooting
is me.
Rooting for him?
100%.
Yes. Everybody
Al, my team now is the Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah.
Because
so you and Joel.
Me, I love the heart of Jimmy Butler. I so did. Let me give you one cute stat that an emailer sent me.
Oh, it's cute?
Jimmy, it's adorable. All right, man, are you ready for this?
Ready.
Jimmy Butler last night. 32 points.
Okay.
James Harden and Joel Embiid combined last night, 31 points.
Wow.
I'll be here all
adorable.
Morning. Adorable. Is that adorable or what? That's as cute as you can get. 215-592-9494. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, fine. But how does Eagle Shirley feel about the new schedule? We will find that out and many more of your calls when we return. WIP Sports Time, 8:37.
It is Window Nation's graduation sale. If your old windows are failing or just not making the grade, here's your homework assignment. Call Window Nation. With straight A's from the Better Business Bureau, alongside installing over 1 million windows in over 125,000 homes, they are definitely at the head of the class. Earn your degree in savings now during Window Nation's graduation sale. Get 0% financing for 5 full years. That is simple math. 60 months interest free. Plus, get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. It's kind of like getting a diploma from Window Nation University. It's the commencement of lower energy bills with the advantages of curb appeal and improved value for your home. Graduate with honors and savings. Get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy with no limit and 0% for 60 months. That's 5 full years, no payments, only with Window Nation. Just call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
8:42. Yeah. Let me give you the irony of today's radio program. It's pretty much all Sixers because they died in front of our crowd again last night.
Yes.
But Al, we will very, 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 very soon be turning our attention to the team that gives us the most hope in this city.
Cool.
The team we love the most. Your Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles, good schedule.
And not a good schedule. No, that's not a good schedule.
No. It's a great schedule.
That's a great schedule. Yeah. That's a schedule. And I'll tell you what, Al, I'm not going to say it's any fancy trips like L.A., that kind of thing.
Right.
An enjoyable trip is Chicago, the Windy City.
Well, there ain't much to pick from.
What? No, there. But that's the trip. If you're doing a trip this year, you do it Chicago.
Yeah, Arizona's too early.
What's the matter, Marcus?
Why would you go to Chicago?
I love Chicago.
No, I ran Arizona.
Have you been to Chicago?
My boss, Rod Laven, lived in Arizona. Lincoln. Lincoln.
Right.
And you guys are close.
Yeah. I guess you're leaving at the end of the year.
And he said to me that the timing of the Arizona game, it's too hot. It's still hot in Phoenix when that game is.
No Hopkins, so that's a plus.
No DeAndre Hopkins, he's still out.
When's the Chicago game?
The Chicago game is, I think it's like right in the middle. It's like November.
Yeah. You ever been to Chicago in November?
Yeah, it's windy.
It's horrible.
I heard
especially
it was
in that
windy.
Stadium.
Somebody told me it was windy.
They should name the city after that.
Yeah, they should. The Windy City. Let's go to Eagles, Shirley. She looked at it. Shirley, is there anything you would like to say about your Sixers?
Good morning, family and
friends.
Oh,
dear. Oh, my God. Are you sedated today? Sure.
Now, listen. Good morning, everybody. So if I called into your show and sounded like that,
right,
you would think something was wrong with me. No, I give my all when I call into your show, regardless if it's liked or not.
All right. What about the Sixers? Did they give their all?
You heard me when I first called in, right?
Yes.
They died the second round.
What
the
happened?
Second round, the second moment when they said Embiid couldn't play in games 1 and 2.
Yep.
What happened?
They quit.
Everything went out. But he had to come and prove a point. And then what happened? They let us know who was the MVP. Then they redied again. It's like how many lives? But let me say one thing about our fans. These fans that pour out their pockets going to the games all around the country. It's not just Sixers fans here in Philadelphia. They all around the country show up and support. So I can't see who will talk about the fans during these times because they showed up. They showed up.
Yeah, I had a couple calls on that show. One said they didn't have enough energy either, and another said, well, we did when we were given something to be energetic about. But the team was flat. They were flat most of the series. I blame the coach, and I blame the star players who don't have the kind of heart Jimmy Butler does. Hello?
Listen, but they also got to remember, these guys are NBA million-dollar players. So you should be grateful anytime that you get on that basketball court, play your heart out. Everybody don't make it to the playoffs. Everybody don't do it. Y'all had the opportunity to advance to the second round. Yeah, we wanted y'all to get out this round and get, you know, to the conference. We wanted that, but y'all didn't give that effort. So don't say nothing about the fans. All day long, the fans pour out their pockets, and they show that they are fans of this basketball team. That's
Charles,
all I need to say about that.
I need your ego, Shirley. I need you got that schedule now in your
Listen,
hand.
Listen, baby.
Are you excited?
Listen, I'm beyond excited. I'm hyped. I already emailed, you know, a lot of the ladies that came to the football 101 clinic with me at the Eagles stadium. We are looking at a couple of going away trips. And you're right. Someone said it on the air while I was on hold. The going away games is not too favorable. But the ones I'm looking at, because this will be a lot of their first times going away, is Washington Commanders or Houston Texans.
No, Houston is a bad city.
It's more than just them, that.
Marcus,
like, they got
Houston
shopping there.
No, there's good shopping in Chicago. They have the Miracle
cold.
Mile. No, it's
too
not cold. It's not cold there.
I will say, like, Houston's not a great town to, like, go out in and hang out in. But if you're looking to do, like, the tourist thing and go shopping and stuff like that, it's not a bad – if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
All right, Cheryl, hold on.
That's in the game. That's it.
This is what I need to know. I'm sitting in the Borgata. It's literally a one-minute walk to the sports book.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're saying to me, after that schedule came out, over under for Eagles, 8.5 wins. Do I go over there, mortgage the house, and bet the over and rake in my winnings at the end of the year? It would be nice, a little retirement party out. I'll just come here and make thousands of dollars. Come
on. You want me to tell you it's okay to bet? So,
is it over 8.5?
So Pastor Lupton can have me down at the altar, laying hands on me.
No, Pastor Lupton, tell him I'll get him some action on that 8.5.
Yeah. Tell him you give him 10%.
I'll give it.
Listen, Charles, I'm excited about our chances. I love what I'm hearing from Bogata. I love our chances. I'll take it.
Come on. You love that schedule. This wins galore. Al, I think it's going to start 4-0.
8.5.
The fourth win will be at the expense of Doug Peterson right here.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
I love it.
Can you imagine? Don't you think I want to go to Washington so I can see what our defense do against Carson Wentz, baby? Come on,
hold on. Never mind Washington. He's coming here, too. Are you going to boo him in two cities? Are you going to boo him in Washington, then boo him here?
Yes, I'm going to boo him. I'm going to boo him every chance I get, baby, because he's not on my team no more. Anybody that's not on the Philadelphia Eagles team, they get to from me all day long, baby, all day long.
Give me one.
I'm a real fan when it comes to my Philadelphia Eagles.
Give me it. Hard.
A-A-G-L-A-S Eagles. Awesome schedule. Love y'all. God bless. Happy weekend.
Say hi to Pastor Lupton for me. Al, I don't know what religions, you know, whether you can bet or not.
You can't bet the collection.
Al, you know, I mean, you're pretty smart at this.
Al.
I can't bet. You know what, Al? They could double their money with that bet. Al, is that a good bet, 8.5 over?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is anybody here doubt that 8.5 is going over?
I think it's really good for
with
the
that
over.
Schedule?
Yeah.
You might get another coach if they don't go hit the over.
Right now, he's the best coach in town. Yeah, no matter what year, he's gone from an 8.
You know, it's so true.
What does that say about the tallest?
A year ago,
person?
I mean, a little less, more, whatever. Al, you're talking so about. True. Oh, what a terrible introduction.
All right, let's go through that. Al, the Flyers lost two coaches this year. Yeah. All right. We're trying to get rid of Doc Rivers.
Yes.
We think that's imminent.
Yeah.
Joe Girardi may stink worse than the rest of them.
Yeah.
One foot on a banana peel.
Nick, we love you, Nick. Don't make any mistakes. You're next.
And we lost Jay Wright.
Well, Jay,
we lost the best coach in town.
All right, but
so
now we're starting to think maybe that's temporary.
Yeah.
We're thinking, look. You
Jay
go to
Wright
him.
Would not go work for that
Hold
corporation.
On a minute. Mark,
Jay Wright's going to want to coach James Harden and Joel Embiid.
No.
Excuse me, Jay. $15 million a year. $15 million a year. Are you interested now, Jay?
I'm Jay?
You're Jay?
No.
20?
No.
I'm giving 30.
I'm
giving $35 million to Tom Brady to be an analyst.
I honestly don't think you can pay him enough this year.
Come on. James Harden will listen to Jay Wright.
Maybe you'll give him some dressing tips.
Oh,
let me go to Bob. Bob's next in Springfield. Hi, Bob.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
No, it is not.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Goodbye, Doc. Goodbye, Maury. I have an idea, okay?
All right.
It might sound a little funny, but I think, you know, the GM has to go. And you know who can replace him?
Who?
Adele. Because at least there's something to look at a press conference.
All right, hold on.
In all seriousness, I think the Sixers should seriously consider hiring Dawn Staley as their coach.
Dawn Staley.
That would make sense.
Now that right there, hold on. It sounds like Marcus Hayes wants to take credit for this idea. Did you write this, Marcus?
Before they hired Doc? I said hire Dawn.
All right. That would definitely be fascinating.
I'm telling you, they would do what she says.
Would she inspire them?
She would inspire them. She would reprimand them. She would demand discipline, and she wouldn't care about what you said, what I said, or what they said, how much money they're making, or what they've done in the past.
Would she get in the face of James Harden?
Well, if he was sitting down, yeah.
That's right. He is a lot taller. All right. Anyway, Bob. Bob, you said you had a weasel. You're the first one who's even trying this today. Who you got?
You know the real weasel?
Who?
And it's Brett Brown. He's the one that did not want to coach Jimmy Bucket. He's the one that walked Jimmy Bucket out of town because him and Ben Simmons' father or whatever were friends and blah, blah, blah. You know what? You know how much different this team would be if we didn't have Tobias and we had Jimmy Bucket?
Al Morganti.
No, I didn't do anything this week.
But I am 100% with you. Al, I can't stop thinking about it. You got a player who's the missing piece. You've sacrificed 4 years to get these players in place.
Yeah.
And you got the last piece. You got Jimmy Butler, a heart and soul kind of player.
Yeah.
The guy who wants the ball for the last shot.
Right.
The guy's afraid of nothing.
Right.
You saw him on the court. You saw what he could do. And then the end of the year comes. You lose on a quadruple doink.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right? That ends his career.
What's the point?
Right?
To
the eventual champions. And then your reaction is, get him off my team. He's too hard to coach. He doesn't coexist with my family friend, Ben Simmons. This is the rationale.
But what's the point of highlighting that? Now.
It's just another
because that's why you don't have Butler.
But that's what Embiid didn't need to do.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Embiid didn't need to do it. You are
where you are. But I think what you're thinking, he's thinking.
No,
and that's a problem.
Yes, it is.
He should be thinking that. It's correct.
Well, you can't.
It's correct. Listen, he said it after the game. Do you understand, Al? He's pining. He's pouting. No, there's a difference. Al, it's very similar words, but it's different. Listen to Embiid talk about his friend Jimmy.
Yeah, like I said, I'm happy for him. I won't sit here and say I didn't wish he was my teammate. Still don't know how we let him go. But you know, I wish I could have gone to battle with him. Still,
I am tired of his passive aggressive nature because, frankly, if Joel Embiid wanted Jimmy Butler here, Jimmy Butler would have been here.
That's interesting. Marcus, you buy that?
No, I don't think he had that kind of power at that point.
He didn't. It's only a couple of years ago.
Because at that point, we were having conversations about if one has to go, should it be Joel or Ben?
Al.
That's how high the profile of Ben Simmons
Al,
was.
I favor this kind of public bloodletting. I like that he was honest to say. Yeah, but it's probably not great for the team. Don't get me wrong.
No, it's not.
But he's saying, I was saying this yesterday.
But you're
Jimmy
you.
Butler. Jimmy Butler's the missing piece, and Brett Brown let him go.
It's okay for you to say it.
So I'm paying a guy like Embiid that kind of money, and unless he has somebody on the floor that he can follow.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's
what we needed.
And let's remember, the Toronto series is when Charles and Shaq destroyed Joel Embiid
and then
destroyed him again for crying in the hallway.
Well, they love to rip him.
Well, he had a tummy ache. He didn't play.
Oh, here we go. 215-592-9494. Do we leave anybody out today? Did we get them all yet? We got another hour. We got time. When we come back, we'll go to a guy who's on the inside looking out, Kyle Newbeck. Huh. What does he think is going on? He's next. WIP Sports Time, 855. Let me tell you about my friends at Dogs and Cats World. I don't have to explain to you the last couple of years have been a challenge, but you know what's been great about the last couple of years? If anything, you've bonded even closer to your beloved pet. I know I have with my dog, Bentley. And the great thing about it is, if you go to the right pet store, you can thank him for how great and loyal and awesome he's been with you by taking care of him at the best pet store in America, Dogs and Cats Rule. 7 locations in our area. There's got to be one near you. Princeton and Pennington, New Jersey. Newtown, New Hope, Doylestown, Maple Glen, and Bluebell in PA. And the great thing about it is, you're going to be able to get that pet, whatever that pet needs, to have a great life. If it's the food, you got the cans and the kibble, but you also got the raw, freeze-dried, dehydrated, gently cooked. If you're looking for supplements, they've got the best supplements to keep their skin and all of their bodies in great shape, their coats perfect. And if you need to get them a toy or a collar or a lead or any sort of treats, You're never going to do better than Dogs and Cats Rule. Don't wait another day. Go this weekend. You will love this store the way I do. You can even bring your pet. Dogsandcatsrule.pet. That's how you go online. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop local. Shop small. Shop family.
Brought to you by NAS Cancellary.
There are things that we obviously didn't do to the best of our ability in this series, and that's why we lost. And those things that we could have controlled of doing. And I think that that's truly the disappointing factor. I could see if we came out and just gave it 100% effort, gave the greatest effort we could, and just lost, but that wasn't the case in this series.
That is Tobias Harris, who postgame also cited crappy body language as the Sixers fell in six games, 99-90, to the Miami Heat. James Harden taking all of two shots in the second half. Phils got by the Dodgers 9-7. Bit of a dicey game. L.A. scoring four runs off Jose Alvarado in the eighth. Bryce Harper did homer and drove in three runs. He's also got a partially torn ligament in his right elbow. He will continue to DH. Philadelphia's asbestos attorneys, NAS Cancellary, have collected over $500 million for 5,000 asbestos victims. Call 215-546-8200. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, partly cloudy, scattered showers, a high of 75. It's currently 60. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.